Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
Kay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most popular holiday in America? Do you know?
Okay, I think I know the answer. It's Christmas.
And Kay, you are correct.
Yes,
Christmas is by far the most popular holiday in the United States.
Uh-huh.
How about the second most popular holiday in the United States, Kay?
Okay, let's see. Halloween?
Is it Halloween? And the answer is no.
Oh, no.
Actually, Thanksgiving is the second most popular holiday in America.
Okay.
Let's talk a little about Thanksgiving.
皆さんこんにちは、今日はあんまり日本では有名ではないかもしれないアメリカのお祭り感謝祭 Thanksgiving についてお話ししようと思います。通常 Christmas is number one, Thanksgiving is number two, is Halloween number three?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
According to a recent poll, a major survey just a couple of years ago, Halloween is number three.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised that Halloween is number three. I thought thatThe 4th of July is number three.
Independence Day.
Because in the mass media we hear about how America is nationalistic, patriotic.
Yeah.
Go America, go. But actually, even Halloween is more popular than the 4th of July.
Really? 4th of July で、アメリカの独立記念日のことですね。
That's right. Anyway, the 4th of July is number four.
okay, number four, okay. Yeah, it's popular anyway.
Right, and number five for popularity is Easter. You know, the Christian holiday in the spring, right?
Hi, hi, hi,
and
hi.
Number six is New Year's Day.
Okay.
So New Year's Day is number six. Wow, very
number
low,
six,
right? Different
okay.
from Japan.
Yeah. And so, Joe, exactly when is Thanksgiving in America?
Right. Thanksgiving in the United States is the fourth Thursday of November. The fourth Thursday. So why is it a Thursday? It's strange, right? It's because they really want a four-day weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Because people come from long distances like that.
Right. So what do Americans do on Thanksgiving?
Okay, Thanksgiving is very important because families get together. In a way, Thanksgiving is a combination of a lot of Japanese holidays and festivals. For example, New Year's. You know, in Japan, families get together on New Year's,
right?
And that's the main purpose of Thanksgiving, too. Also, Thanksgiving is kind of like Children's Day in May for Japan, right? It celebrates the children. And also, it's kind of like Ocean Day in July.
海の日みたいな感じ。
That's right. Because it celebrates the nature like that.
Okay.
And also it's kind of like a respect for the age day in September.
Okay. 敬老の日みたいな感じで、こうおじいちゃんおばあちゃんを敬う日でもあるんですね。
Right. In English, it's called respect for the aged day. Everyone, can you say that? That's a hard
respect
one.
Respect for the aged day. Okay.
Yes, very good.And also, it's kind of like Shichigo-san.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like Japanese local festivals in the fall, which celebrate good crops and harvests.
Okay, 収穫祭でもあるんですね。
That's right. So it's a combination of these local festivals in the fall, which celebrate good crops and harvests.
Okay. So it's the combination of a lot of festivals.
Okay. That's right.
And what do they eat on Thanksgiving?
Okay, of course, very famous. Number one is turkey.
Of course.
Right? I hear about 90% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
90%, right?
So
a lot of birds are killed. It's very sad, right?
Right. Right.
And with the turkey, there's some almost set things that you must have with it. For example, stuffing. Stuffing is kind of, in English, it's called...moist bread crumbs and herbs.
カリカリの状態の、なんかパンの耳みたいなやつをこうターキーのお腹の中にいっぱいハーブと一緒に詰めて焼くんですね。そしたらこう湿気で湿って、で、それを取り出してグレイビーソースとかをかけて食べるんですけど、それをスタッフィングっていうふうに言います。
Right, so again it's called stuffing. That's S-T-U-F-F-I-N-G, right? Mm-hmm. And you, like she said, you put gravy on it, and it definitely will come with mashed potatoes,
uh-huh.
and also maybe sweet potatoes, sweet
right.
potatoes, right? And corn, and rolls with butter,
mm-hmm.
and cranberries, very important. Cranberries and pumpkin pie with whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
and vanilla ice cream, coffee and milk. These are all kind of traditional things.
Okay.めっちゃ美味しそうですね。
Everybody is probably hungry from listening to this, right?
Yeah. ではでは今日のシチュエーションに行ってみましょうかね。今日のシチュエーションで11月の下旬にアメリカ人のリサちゃんと多分日本人の有政くんというお友達が日本で お話をしているというところから始まります。
Right, it's a very easy dialogue, everyone. So you should be able to understand everything.
まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Hi, Lisa. I just heard that this week is Thanksgiving in America, right? Are you gonna do anything for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a party with some friends in my apartment. We're gonna bake a whole turkey and play some games.
Turkey and games? Sounds great.
So, how about you? What are you gonna do?
Well, pretty much nothing. I was scheduled to work at my part-time job, but my boss said that he doesn't need my help anymore. So, I'm free.
Hey, if you don't have any plans, how about coming to our party?
I'd love to. Boy, I'm really thankful to my boss. Haha. That is the best giving from my boss ever.
Haha. So...Next Thursday at 7 at my apartment, okay?
Sure. Boy, this is gonna be interesting. Hello? Speaking. Oh. Really? Got it. Bye.
What happened?
Ah.Guess what? My boss just called me and said that another worker just quit. So they need me to work for his shift, which is this Thursday night. So that means...
Ah, that's so unfortunate.
Ah, my boss...Thanks. Giving?
So, too bad for him. The boss was not Thanksgiving. Giving. kind of a joke with the words
yeah.
there.
悲しいですね、で今日の最初の面白い表現に行くまでにめちゃくちゃちょっと長くなっちゃうんですけど、まず最初に、アメリカ人のリサちゃんに対して日本人の有政くんがもうすぐサンクスギビングだよねなんかするのっていう風に聞いてますそしたら女の子の、リサちゃんの方はあ友達と一緒にアパートに集まってゲームしたりターキー食べようと思ってるんだっていう風に言ってますそしたら男の子がなんかすごい良さそう楽しそうっていう風に言ってますで、逆に女の子が男の子の予定を聞くと、実はバイトの予定が入ってたんだけど、上司が別に、今人手足りてるから来なくていいよって言ってくれて、休みになったんだよねって言ってます。そしたら女の子が、じゃあ私たちのパーティーに来たらいいじゃないっていう風に言っています。で、じゃあ、木曜日の7時にうちのアパートでね、OK? っていう風に聞いてます。ここで初めて今日の面白い単語が来ます。At 7で7時にという意味ですね。
Very easy, right?
Yeah,
Notice
yeah,
they
yeah.
say at 7. They don't say 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. That's not good in conversation. Never, never, almost, unless it's very formal in a company. Don't say a.m., p.m. Say at 7 or at 7 at night or at 7 in the morning or at 3 in the afternoon. Like mm-hmm. that, never say AM or PM in casual conversation.
Okay. でも行く気ままになってるその男の子のところに電話がかかってきます。で、有政くんはそれを答えて、はい、何ですか？ああ、本当ですか？ああ、了解しました。はい、では、みたいな感じで電話を済ませます。ここで言う、got it っていうのは、わかりましたっていうことですね。
Yeah, got it. Very easy, right? Everyone, you can all say that. It's very casual. You wouldn't really say it to your boss. You can say it to your boss, so it's okay too. I guess you can say it to anybody, right? Got it, got it, got it.
で、何があったのって聞いてみると、どうやらさっきの電話は上司からの電話だったみたいで、別のバイトが辞めてしまったので、彼のシフトを代わりにやってあげないといけなくなった。で、それが今週の木曜日だからパーティーに行けなくなっちゃったんだっていうふうに言ってます。So, Joe, what is this final interesting word for today?
A shift.
Shift. これはバイトのシフトってことですね。
Right. So, you know, there's a day shift and a night shift like that.Especially nurses, they often have night shifts, or
right.
factory workers, night shifts. Mm-hmm. So again, you've got the first shift is usually in the daytime from about 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. It's called the first shift. And the second shift is often from about 5 in the afternoon until maybe 12 o'clock midnight, like that. Mm-hmm. And the third shift is from about 12 o'clock midnight at night.Until maybe 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning, something like that.
Okay.
Usually, so there's 3 shifts in a day.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last word for today.
Yes, very easy dialogue. Everyone, let's listen at natural speed. And after this, how about other countries? Do they have Thanksgiving? Let's talk about it.
Hi, Lisa.I just heard that this week is Thanksgiving in America, right? Are you gonna do anything for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a party with some friends in my apartment. We're gonna bake a whole turkey and play some games.
Turkey and games? Sounds great.
So, how about you? What are you gonna do?
Well, pretty much nothing. I was scheduled to work at my part-time job.But my boss said that he doesn't need my help anymore, so I'm free.
Hey, if you don't have any plans, how about coming to our party?
I'd love to. Boy, I'm really thankful to my boss. That is the best giving from my boss ever.
So, next Thursday at 7, at my apartment, okay?
Sure. Boy, this is gonna be interesting.Hello? Speaking. Oh, really? Got it. Bye.
What happened?
Guess what? My boss just called me and said that another worker just quit. So they need me to work for his shift, which is this Thursday night. So that means...
That's so unfortunate.
My boss...Thanksgiving?
So, Joe, besides America, do other countries have Thanksgiving?
Probably the one country that's almost exactly the same as America is Canada.
Uh-huh.
Right, and Canada's holiday is the second Monday of each October.
Oh, really?
So in October, okay. Yes.
October.
We already finished that, right? You know, in Canada, it's kind of cold in the north, so the harvest is earlier, right? Compared to the United States, right?
Okay, got it.
But Canada, they do almost exactly the same things as in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other countries have things that are kind of similar to Thanksgiving. For example, Germany.
Uh-huh.
They have a big autumn festival there, and it's called Erntedankfest.
Erntedankfest.
Oh, very good pronunciation,
Kay.
Anyway, in Germany, it's a big autumn festival. It celebrates the crops and the harvests.
Okay.
And other countries, too, have these autumn festivals like China, South Korea, and Vietnam. They all have major festivals in the fall or the autumn, like that.
Okay. 皆さんもね、ぜひぜひ、コストコとか行ったらターキー売ってるので、やってみてくださいね。スタッフィングと一緒に、この、なんでしょう、ターキーをみんなで集まって食べるというアメリカの文化をぜひぜひ、英語でおしゃべりしながらやってみたら楽しいんじゃないですかね。
Right, and next year, if you get a chance, try to go to America in late November, because almost for sure, I think, if you have any American friends, they'll invite you to their house to eat with them. It's true, Okay, everyone, thank you. We're sure that your English is improving, and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye, see you next time.